today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Second with the Ralph Winterroth Show, coming to you live out of Alaska. And I'm in the fight, man. I tell you, I'm never shutting up. We have a writ of certiorari sitting in the Supreme Court of the United States, 20-17-14. It exposes the IRS. There's no reason to do IRS. If you got some cojones. I got a way to deal with them. And we're going to start proving that here real shortly. I have one against the IRS, but this blows these suckers out of the water. Totally out of the water. And it's not super complicated. But I have researched out the whole overthrow administrative law. I know how the suckers work, and they have no force and effect of law. And our Supreme Court is in on it. And I'll talk about that before we get out of today's. And I'm going to give you a remedy that I got from listening to that non-compliance today. But let's go ahead and play this other clip, which is a little longer, 262.
A series of patents all covering not only the RNA strands, but also the subcomponents of the gene strands were all issued to Abbott and Sanofi. And then we have Crusell, We have Rubius Therapeutics. We have Children's Medical Corporation. We have countless others that include Ludwig Maximilian's Universität in München, mm-hmm. Protein Science Corporation, Dana-Farber Cancer Institute, University of Iowa, University of Hong Kong, Chinese National Human Genome Center in Shanghai, all identifying in patent filings that ranged from 2008 until 2017, every attribute that was allegedly uniquely published by the single reference publication, the novel bat coronavirus, reveals, quote, natural insertions at the S1, S2, 2 cleavage site of the spike protein and possible recombinant 3 origin of the SARS-CoV-2 virus. A paper that has been routinely used to identify the novel virus. Unfortunately, if you actually take what they report to be novel, you find 73 patents issued between 2008 and 2019, which have the elements that were allegedly novel in the SARS-CoV-2, specifically as it relates to the polybasic cleavage site, the ACE2 receptor binding domain, and the spike protein. So the clinically novel components of the clinically unique, clinically contagious, you know where I'm going with this. Okay. There was no outbreak of SARS because we had engineered all of the elements of that. And by 2016, the paper that was funded during the gain of function moratorium that said that the SARS coronavirus was poised for human emergence, written by none other than Ralph Baric, was not only poised for human emergence, but it was patented for commercial exploitation 73 times.
Ralph Baric, I think I saw a video clip with him giving a speech in which he explicitly told the audience that you can make a lot of money with this.
Yes, you can. And he has made a lot of money doing this.
Oh.
So for those who want to live in the illusion that somehow or another that's the end of the story, be prepared for a greater disappointment, because somebody knew something in 2015 and 2016, which gave rise to my favorite quote of this entire pandemic. And by that, I'm not being cute. My favorite quote of this pandemic was a statement made in 2015 by Peter Daszak. The statement that was made by Peter Daszak in 2015, reported in the National Academies of Press publication, February 12, 2016, and I'm quoting, "We need to increase public understanding of the need for medical countermeasures such as a pan-coronavirus vaccine. A key driver is the media, and the economics will follow the hype. We need to use that hype to our advantage to get to the real issues. Investors will respond if they see profit at the end of the process," end quote.
That's quite shocking, because I thought that...
Let me just read that again, just because I don't know if I might get lost in translation. So let me just go ahead and read it slowly.
Yeah.
And as Americans love to do when speaking to a multilingual audience, maybe I should say it louder. We need to increase public understanding of the need for medical countermeasures such as a pan-coronavirus vaccine. A key driver is the media, and the economics will follow the hype. We need to use that hype to our advantage to get to the real issues. investors will respond if they see profit at the end of the process. End quote.
That's really, I mean, Peter Doshi, wasn't he the one who...
No. Peter Daszak.
Oh, Daszak.
Peter Daszak, the head of EcoHealth Alliance.
Okay. Peter Doshi is a good guy.
Yeah, I was just...
Peter Daszak, the person who was independently corroborating the Chinese non-lab leak, non-theory, because there wasn't a lab leak. This was an intentional bioweaponization of spike to inject into people to get them addicted to a pan coronavirus vaccine. This has nothing to do with a pathogen that was released, and every study that's ever been launched to try to verify a lab leak is a red herring.
And there's really nothing that is new in this.
Nothing. Zero. 73 patents on everything clinically novel. 73 all issued before 2019. And I'm going to give you the biggest bombshell of all to prove that this was actually not a release of anything, because patent 7279327, the patent on the recombinant nature of that lung-targeting coronavirus, was transferred mysteriously from the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill, to the National Institutes of Health in 2018. Now, here's the problem with that. Under the Bayh-Dole Act, the U.S. government already has what's called a march-in right provision. That means if the U.S. government has paid for research, they are entitled to benefit from that research at their demand or at their whim. So explain why, in 2017 and 2018, suddenly the National Institutes of Health have to take ownership of the patent that they already had rights to, held by the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill. And how did they need to file a certificate of correction to make sure that it was legally enforceable? Because there was a typographical error in the grant reference in the first filing. So they needed to make sure that not only did they get it right, but they needed to make sure every typographical error that was contained in the patent was correct. On the single patent required to develop the Vaccine Research Institute's mandate, which was shared between the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill in November of 2019 and Moderna in November of 2019, when UNC Chapel Hill, NIAID, and Moderna began the sequencing of a spike protein vaccine a month before an outbreak ever happened.
You think we have a problem? I have the transcript. I highly recommend getting a copy of it if you don't. He clearly, doctor, he goes in here and says here, this is Peter Daszak talking, the person who was independently corroborating the Chinese non-lab leak, non-theory, because there wasn't a lab leak. This is an intentional bio-weaponization of spike proteins to inject into people to get them addicted to the pan-coronavirus vaccine. And that's a fact. It is a bioweapon, and our government was in on it. We were funding a lot of it. You literally cannot make this stuff up, and it's all about the money. And of course, there's the other part that Bill Gates and his people, and we talk about Revelation, the pale horse, third of the population. Well, I think we're probably on the way with the way the deaths are spiking that they're telling us about, knowing full well that we aren't even close to what the truth is. But it is shocking. It's going up exponentially almost, the deaths that they're reporting. And it's going to get worse. And we've got all these people that got permanent disabilities, over 1,000 women miscarriages. And then we got stupid people giving it to their children. You know, I can't make this. I mean, even children, they're not even, there's no chance of dying from it. There's more chance of lightning or something. And they're giving their children something that's going to screw up their whole life. It's like this MMR vaccine, these three vaccines they give these young children, and all of a sudden they end up with autism. I wonder what's going on there. Right. Stay away from vaccinations. It's a lie. But if you like death, and if you like to be sick, go for it. Like I say, I'm hoping the politicians are taking the real thing. It might be one way to get rid of them lying SOBs. Literally, you cannot make this up. And our, quote, government is not a government. They've been talking about this H.R. 1. Pass that. Federalization. It's already happened. And that was also brought out of this non-compliance very well. I think I may watch it again. I wish I had it in a text form. I like to read stuff and be able to translate. It's easier to see. It's just like when you're doing legal briefs to get the transcription. There's so much. It's so much easier to pick up on nuances, things that you may miss. I have 110 cases. United States of America is a sovereign body politic. Now, we the people in the colonies, which were separate, established the several states, they are sovereign countries, their own constitutions, their own laws, and they joined together in a constitution for the United States of America. And what they established and ordained twice in the beginning and also under Article 3, because they wanted to make sure that we had a remedy in a constitutional court. They put it in Article 3 again. Supreme Court said so. They can't take it away. It's long gone. It's still there. They didn't repeal it in 1948. They just put it in the closet. And they brought in a United States District Court judicial power, which is a function only of governments. Only of governments. And then behind it is of the United States. That's the government of the United States. That's Article 3. There are none. And the Supreme Court, they're walking around it too. I'm going to go over that here. You can't make this up. I mean, we're in trouble, folks. The minions of Satan are alive and well everywhere. But we fight. And we fight on. And it's up to us to get off our butts, because we've been enjoying all of these things, and they've been quietly taking over our schools and putting the people in, and all of a sudden these people grew up and they put them into corporations. They got them into judgeships, and they got them here, there, and yonder. They're every damn place in the world embedded. They're communists. They're Satanists. They're just pure evil. We get around and have open borders from Mexico, but we can't take people from Cuba that are being prosecuted by communists. Now, figure that one out. Are we stupid? Do we not see what's going on? I still like Ayn Rand. She's got one of the best statements. Reason is not automatic. Those that deny reason can't be conquered by it. What's our remedy? We have a remedy. Alaska don't. We're screwed. Back in. Thank you.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Well, we're back here, and there is one quickest remedy to stop a lot of this, because it's everywhere, from the lowest level to the Supreme Court, which I'm going to cover before we get through today, is the sheriff, because the sheriff is the chief executive and administrative officer. He's chosen by the people. And he's also a, quote, peace officer. He's supposed to keep the peace. He is not law enforcement. Law enforcement is what it says it is. We have a law, and I'm here, like the old Roman guard, I'm here to enforce it, make sure you do what we want. He's not law enforcement. He's a peace officer. Big difference. And he's elected by the people. And he's supposed to be holding to nobody except the people that elect him. He's supposed to have a bond. In Alaska, they actually have a thing for a bond of the for public officers. You're supposed to have two pieces of property that you actually own. Of course, they don't. The sheriff. That happened in Wyoming. IRS come in, and the sheriff of Wyoming told him to get out of Wyoming. I tried to, after I found out about it, it's sealed. And the sheriff wouldn't talk to me. He said, no, I've got, he signed a thing. He couldn't talk to nobody. And in this movie, she has another sheriff that they were harassing him in one of the counties where they have a lot of, I think it was Wisconsin or something. And he told the EPA or all those agencies, go to heck. You can't come. You come back here. I'm going to arrest you. They didn't come back. Who are they? Why are we obeying? By our silence and not fighting back. And first of all, Jose, our people die for a lack of knowledge. I have a lot of evidence, finally. Their documents. I've got way over 1,000 pages. It's 998 just in one thing in the Mooney case. Back at going through how they overthrew our republic. And how they overthrew the courts. Their stuff. But I can't seem to get most people interested in it. It's like I'm crying in a wilderness. I'm no John the Baptist by any means, but this is the real stuff. And it's amazing why people don't want to find it, to see it. Just like in Alaska, we get around and bitch, whoa, they're taking our permanent fund and our benefits because we're a communist state up here. We don't have any sheriffs, so we're screwed. Taking to the courts ruled against our permanent fund. Really? Maybe you ought to wise up and figure out why the courts, because the courts are not who you think they are. 1974, the Alaska Bar changed the name of our courts. Now, we have them on the code side, and we have them made in the Alaska Bar. They changed the name of the court and changed the venue. Made all the attorneys sign up to the Alaska Bar. They call them administrative districts. But nobody is interested. How in the heck? That's our remedy. Where do you go? They openly changed the name of the court. They openly changed the venue from 3rd District to 3rd Judicial District. They're both out there parallel to each other. One is you're absolutely under the bar. And the other one, you could actually be under the Constitution. Of course, the Constitution of the state of Alaska is a piece of garbage. Because we come in equal footing with the other states. That's why we have no sheriffs. We have no counties. The Alaska Bar even makes up definitions for our state. Isn't that special? It's called an integrated bar. That's what they're trying to do with these other states that are coming in now, like the District of Columbia. If anybody would read this stuff, it's right there. They print it. Nobody reads. Of course, it takes some understanding, because I used to read a lot of this stuff. I knew I was on this stuff. I just didn't quite understand what they were doing. I know, and I can prove what they're doing. And we're in trouble. We are in great, great trouble. Because the people, if we don't wake up, the power is in the several states. Several states, the sheriff could get around and say, we're not accepting any illegal aliens. He has that power. If he just has the balls to do it and has the knowledge, they won't do it. So they don't know. But what is frustrating is they don't want to learn. They won't look at facts. What do we do? And what is amazing is they print this stuff right out in front of us. And one of the most blatant ones is this Affordable Care Act nonsense, which was up in front of the Supreme Court of the United States, and only two people, Alito and Gorsuch, objected to it. I don't know why Thomas didn't. He's usually on the right side of stuff. Barrett is really a disappointment. They got something on her, because I read a thing of her on the thing is what they did. Simply stated, we have the Constitution of the United States established by the people of the several states. That's in Article 1.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast two-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Well, we're back here. And, we're in trouble, folks. Big trouble. There is no rule of law. There are no constitutional courts, except the Supreme Court. They're not doing what they're supposed to be doing. And why? Because nobody is calling attention to it. I have finally documented the administrative state, the headless fourth branch of government. Know how it works now. Finally. God, it's taken a lot of years, I'm telling you. And I can prove it. But just like in this latest Affordable Care Act, see, they issued that decision here June 17th. In a matter of minutes, I was able to debunk a decision of the Supreme Court of the United States. I'm just a farm boy from Kansas. I read. The first thing it says right here, Internal Revenue Service had implemented Section 5000A, little b, by requiring individual taxpayers to report to their federal income tax returns whether they carried a minimum essential coverage. What's wrong with that? How does the IRS implement anything? They're not even part of the government. No. How do, if Congress making laws, and that's something I picked up today from this Cassandra Hall. Laws of the United States are made pursuant to the Constitution of the United States, and we haven't had those since a long, long, long damn time ago. clear back around the early 1900s. There have been no laws of the United States, and I can prove all that. That's another thing. So why are we obeying? Because we don't know. We don't know how to fight them. But it says implemented. Well, I went into, because I understand how the IRS can work. First of all, we need to look. It's in, let's see, Title 44 U.S.C. 3502, definitions. They talk about the definitions of agencies. They also list out something else down here. Down under, let's see, it's number 5. Is that under, what is that, under A? Let's list them by numbers. Okay, we'll go to 5. Term independent regulatory agencies. What does that mean? These agencies sit outside of our Constitution of the United States. Now, that's a problem. Because I don't remember in the Constitution where it said they could do that. They can't. How they get us to do it, which I finally figured out. God, I've chased so many rabbit holes. We have to say, I want to be a citizen of the United States. Then, what they're doing in these briefs you can find in PACER, United States of America is a sovereign body politic. I am surrendering to Congress being in the character of a citizen of the United States to do everything. I've given up. I've said, hey, go screw me. Eat it own, man. How do we know that? Do you ever read the 13th or the 14th Amendment? Do you notice the nice little two little words there? There's two little words that are really important. Subject to their jurisdiction. Subject to. Did you ever hear of a law that says subject to? We are going to have a tax subject to our jurisdiction. Subject to. What does that mean? Find it in 14th, 13th, and all that. Subject to means, this is in St. Augustine Pools. It's a 687 South SO period 2D 957. If you haven't ever seen this document, you've got all kinds of definitions. 101 pages. Liable, subordinate, subservient, inferior, obedient to, governed or affected by, provided that, provided answerable. But it says the word subject to usually indicate a condition to one's party duty of performance and not a promise by the other. What does that mean? We're signing up. I want a benefit. I want the status. The IRS 1040 is an implied in law. I am saying I owe you money. But you don't owe me nothing. I am saying to Congress, as a citizen of the United States, I want to be a slave. Give me benefits. I want something from you, but you don't have to give me nothing. I want a benefit. Babcock, all kinds of cases. As soon as you sign it for the benefit, that's called an implied in law contract. Just like doing the dishes. You can offer your children money to do the dishes, and you can take it away. But who's the boss? You are. You don't have to give them money. Same thing. And we don't get it. 13th, 14th Amendments, they have subject to the jurisdiction. How can you do something like that? There is the original Constitution of the United States. It's a constitution for the United States of America, which is the Constitution of the United States. People want to get that all screwed up. There is no Constitution of the United States of America. It's a constitution for the United States of America, and it's called the Constitution of the United States. That's all right in the Constitution. It set up a government of the United States. That's so. They meant what they said. And they said what they meant. And subject to. we have an organic constitution up through the 12th Amendments. On up, 13 and up, those are not amendments. They tell you right in the thing. Most of them say they're an article. We have articles. We have one article, one legislature, two executive, three is for the judicial. This says it's an article right in the bottom. And then it says Congress can legislate over it. Now, wait a minute here. Do I have any right that Congress can legislate over? You got to be kidding me. Really? That's what they say? They don't hide it. It says here Congress shall have the power to enforce this article by appropriate legislation. That's the 13th Amendment. Really? Same thing for the 14th. Really? Citizens' right to vote. Same thing. Are we stupid? Because you know what? I have an article, one, if you haven't read it, you ought to read this one, 185 ALR, 155. It says the 14th trumps the 10th Amendment. Well, guess what? The several states in a compact, they established the Constitution of the United States, called the Union of States. And the United States, the government of the United States, is subservient. Not above. Subservient to the several states. Where they give a delegation, they have supreme power. But if it's not there, they ain't got it. How can the 10th Amendment, which says it's the several states and the people, how can the 14th, where it says Congress can do it by legislation? Are we like stupid? If Congress can do it by legislation, it's sure not much of a constitution. They're telling us we're slaves. And we don't know. Why? Let's get back to that Supreme Court case. Alito, of course, he's at the end, said, what's wrong with you people? You said United States is a state? It can't be. The several states created you, and you're not one of the several states. You're not a state. They went back to another Supreme Court case. Well, you know, I kind of like could maybe be. And then that's what they do. Yeah, well, we kind of got something in the next case that quoted as though it's fact. And they kept the Affordable Care Act. Based on total unconstitutional, United States is a state and a penalty is a tax. You get a penalty? Did you know you're being taxed? Really? You can't make this stuff up. This is the Supreme Court talking of the United States. This is seven of those people up there. We know four of them are crazy or whatever. They're beyond belief. They're communists. We know four of them are. They don't know what the laws of the United States are all about. But there's supposed to be five of them up there, of which Trump put in some. How do you know what these people are all about? What happened to Barrett? I don't know. You got something on her. Because I read some of her Seventh Circuit stuff, and she was right on point. She gets up there, and it's, oh, I don't know. I think I'll go along with old Roberts here, our gay fella that's got a fake family and gets on the plane with Epstein and goes down to the island for, he's probably down there instructing those underage gals on what their constitutional rights are. You bet? Mm-hmm. You bet. Sheriffs could fix a whole bunch of this, but we're not going to fix it all by the sheriff, but he could tell these agencies, take the heck out of here. Now, what have I discovered? Any agency, if it implements something, has to do what's called an affirmative act. What is the affirmative act? Just like a crime, you have to have an affirmative act. You can't do a crime if you don't do something. Of course, they're trying to make thought anymore. They're going to somehow get in your mind. You have to do an affirmative act. What affirmative act do agencies do? They have to file in the Federal Register. The Federal Register Act mandates it. It says if it has general applicability and legal effect, thou shall file in the Federal Register. And if it's not there, I'll have to listen to them. And Everybody's got to take judicial notice of it. That's Section 7 of the Federal Register Act. Well, okay, so the IRS files into the Federal Register. Everybody's got to take judicial notice of it. They're the easiest ones to debunk. Because what do? They're not, their code, Internal Revenue Code, is not even part of Title 26, United States Code. But the courts just say, well, you know, it's the same words, and nobody brings it up, so we'll just go along with it. But given that, what blows them out of the water? I put out 706 places. They will have Title 26. That's the title section. CFR, Code of Federal Regulation, is a compilation of Federal Register publications that are sorted by the statute. Okay? And then next thing is 301. There's Part 1, Part 31. Part 1 is income tax. Part 301 is housekeeping. That's 5 U.S.C. 301. Those are housekeeping, Rick. Supreme Court has ruled, Chrysler v. Brown, housekeeping, Rick, is irrelevant. It's these people chitter-chattering amongst themselves. Who cares? They say 301, period, and then the statute. Well, the one that covers filing an income tax return is a 301, Rick. So there's no law. We don't even have to get to the Administrative Procedures Act, force and effect, because it says automatically it's housekeeping, it's for internal use only. The notice of deficiency they have to give you to do tax evasion and to get into tax court. That's a 301 reg. Nobody brings it up. What the hell's wrong with these attorneys? I know why. They're not even taught none of this stuff. That's what this gal that went to law school, and I have the first year law book. They don't teach any of it. They don't know. So you have to have a deficiency to do tax evasion. That's an essential element, number one. Number two, you got to have an assessment. That's a 301 rig. 6203. That's a 301 rig. Housekeeping. Lien, levies, and distraints. Take your property. 6331. That's 301 rigs. So you don't have to file. They can't tell you you owe them anything. They can't make an assessment, and they can't take your stuff. Now what are we going to do? Nobody wants to talk about it. It's out there. So how did the Affordable Care Act get implemented? Well, I looked the regulations up, and it's smoke. They didn't do anything. But Texas never brought that issue up. That would have put the Supreme Court in a heck of a position. That if nobody brought up the CFRs. There's two of them on 5,000, which says it's a tax, but there's no penalty. Then they turn around, the Supreme Court says the penalty is a tax. Which is it? How do you implement Congressional Record of 1946 says what Congress does doesn't touch the citizens until there is regulations promulgated. They print it, folks. So why are we allowing agencies that have no, they don't have anything to do with you and me? It's only for a status where we say, I want to go to Egypt. I want to be like the Israelites. I want to be a slave. And then hand it to me. Get it on. And then I bitch. I don't have a clue why I'm a slave. At least in Israel, back in those times, they knew why they were slaves. Today, we actually have the keys to get out. But people don't want to do it. They don't want to believe it. They print it. If you know where to look. The very last part of that Supreme Court decision says it all. I mean, they just said right out. I mean, you just can't make this stuff up. that our Supreme Court justices would do this. What do we do? I can tell you when Lindell's thing comes up, because it's like DNA. When that gets up there to the Supreme Court, if they don't rule 9-0, the election was a total fraud, because it's like DNA. If the DNA says you were there and they can tie you into the murder and you got semen there and you're tied into the blood, I would say you probably are guilty. This is as high of evidence proof standard you can get. They have the electronic footprint from the beginning all the way out, got there, and how many votes they did. And nobody wants to talk about it. Now, when this gets to the Supreme Court of the United States, we got two choices. Either the Supreme Court does what it's supposed to do, or if they don't, it's time for a revolution. Because we're done. We either stand and fight, or it's over. Because when you have absolute, positively, irrefutable evidence. And the thing is, what this gal brought out was what I thought was amazing, is in law school, they don't want to go back to what the Constitution says. They want to read what the lawyers of today and the professors of today, what they think. Wait a minute. We have a Constitution. It says, in plain English, some very important things. Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Period. But we give them permission because we stepped out. Since 1913, when the 17th Amendment passed and the several states no longer did Congress, they left out the word several. And that's when our republic basically has fallen. It's fallen now. There is no republic. It's all there. We got the keys. We're like in the Silence of the Lambs. She heard the lamb, and try to save one, open the gate, they wouldn't leave. Are you a lamb? Or like an American Sniper? Are you a wolf dog or you are a sheep? We got a hell of a lot of sheep in this country. And if we don't fight for it, we won't get it. And we're at that point. We hold the keys to our own slavery. I highly recommend watching that video that she put out. It goes into some of the most basic stuff that's not taught that needs to be in the underpinning. The United States, when it's doing what it's doing, is as foreign as, like she said, France or Germany or Russia or China. They got no power to do anything. And we are keeping our mouths shut because we know something's wrong, but we don't know how to fight it. I know how to expose these suckers on their administrative state now. There are no regulations have an enforced effect of law. And that's a fact. Never seen one yet, and they can't. It's all an illusion. If you've seen the movie The Matrix, I don't know what those people knew, but they must have had something on their mind that they had something. I don't know what it was. Because it's what we're doing is like The Matrix. They're using us like they're using it in there for battery. They're using us, our work product, for their benefit. And they discard us when they're through with us. And that's one of the issues of this weaponization. They print it. The vaccine is a bioweapon. It's made to kill us and make us sick. That's a fact. But them that want to take it, I don't know what to do. I got an ex-wife. I found out she took it, and she's got some type of cancer that gave her maybe about 10 years life. I said, Kim, you just signed your death warrant. You aren't going to be here next year. Well, I want to take it because I want to give my children. That's getting all, I don't know what to say. And my ex-wife's a really smart woman. We get along great. But she just won't go here on certain things. I don't know what it is. I scratch my head. Why, when you have absolutely irrefutable evidence, just like on this Dr. Shiva, he's got where the states and the government is controlling these big tech companies. He's in court with it. And have you heard his name? Probably not. And then he's got the four books they use. And now all of a sudden when Bill Still gets nailed, all of a sudden it makes headlines. The White House was telling these YouTube and Facebook shut him down. Really? Is that news? No. Why haven't we heard of Dr. Shiva's case? Nobody wants to tell you the full unmitigated truth. Now, I don't have any doubt that my problem with Westlaw is because of what I did. Bo, in Indiana, we don't have much time. You got a question or comment?
Yeah, just quick comment to reiterate. This all this stuff, CFRs, Code of Federal Regulations, code, statutes, everything they're writing is under private acts and acts of commerce. They're not writing any real law. They just write, they tell the attorneys what to do, write private acts and acts of commerce to protect the banksters that top so they can rule over us. End of story. To find, I mean, really, to start dissecting the problem, you have to define it. And I think it is definitively private acts and acts of commerce. Your comments.
It's all about the love of money, and what they have done is they are absent all authority of we the people. And you're right. It's only to make money off of us. It's in commerce. And to make us slaves. But what we don't understand is we are volunteering to be slaves and to keep them in power because we are stupid. We are not educated.
Even if when we try to unvolunteer, well, they can sweep that right off the record. I've seen it over and over.
There are ways to do it, to fight them. And the thing is, when you read these cases, when you finally understand what's going on, they're laughing at us because nobody brings up the real thing in front of them. So we're going to bring it up, and let's see what they do.
Well,
the first case I won was McAlpine because I was wanting to expose them on their chief counsel stuff, and they dropped McAlpine's case. That's the first case I had the IRS say, hey, we don't want to play with you. They don't want this out. They can't stand the truth.
I just brought up the terminology, private acts and acts of commerce. Boy, that judge's face turned a different shade of red, and it was not, you know, anything he was going to hear. He went right on to what his agenda was.
Well, all I can say is I've got tremendous documentation to prove what they are doing, and that's what this Dr. David Martin gave us. Absolute, irrefutable evidence. It's in the patents. It's a bioweapon. It's made to money. And they got all of the media and all these people to hype it up. But they're all making money. Anyway, God willing, we will see you next Sunday. Watch out for the Democrats. Watch out for the federales. They're everywhere.
We have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.